Blog Talk Radio.
A little Deja Brew goes a long way. Good morning. This is your host, Patricia Villalpando, with the Atlantis Lyra Connection. Today we have a special little show for you, and I think you're going to enjoy it. We are with our channel today. I am, rather, with my channel, our channel today. And just want to say that today the energies are a bit scattered. Communications are a bit off. Energy levels are low. So bear with it. Time to where you need to go if you're driving. Take a step back and take some deep breaths and just flow with the energy. And if you find that you cannot comprehend with the day, just take off whatever unnecessary tasks off your schedule and omit them. And if you are at work, take your time doing your tasks. If you're in a conference, just sit back and just keep quiet and let who's ever doing the talking talk, unless you're doing the talking. If you are speaking, ground and center yourself and speak a little slower. Take pauses in your speeches. And if you lose in memory what you're supposed to say, just stop and say, is there any questions to this point? And that usually will get someone to ask a question, or that'll help jar you back to where you're supposed to be on your speech. With that said, we have the Lyra Atlantis Connection here today, and they are ready for you. Greetings, Star Flames. We are so glad you are with us today. Our host has announced the energies of the day because, why? Because she is feeling that herself. And if she's feeling it, she knows you're feeling it. There is nothing wrong with you. There is nothing wrong with the planet. It's just an energetic sore spot today. With that in mind, we would like to help you make your day flow a little easier. So sit back and ground into your earth and take a couple deep breaths with our host. Breathing in, breathing out. Breathing in and breathing out. Take one more deep breath and breathing out. As you see, the flow of breath is the flow of air, which is the flow of life. And by taking this moment and taking a time out to do a few deep breaths, you are actually grounding and centering yourself to the earth, bypassing these erratic energies. What do we have for you today? We are nearing, actually planet Earth is nearing, a special time. It is nearing a day between the worlds time. Within 2 weeks, you will have what is known as Halloween. And Halloween in many cultures. For many, it is the veil's parting to where the beloved deceased souls can come in and visit. For others, it is a time of honoring the ancestors. So with that in mind, the erratic energies that is being felt on Earth are the souls that are arriving on the earth for this particular time. You are feeling the energetics of the departed souls. You are feeling the energetics of their passing, of when they passed. You are feeling their energetics of being here now, who they wish to visit and what they wish to accomplish. And you're also feeling the energetics of when that day is here and gone, they must depart. And there is much sadness and grieving. So basically what you're feeling is hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. And then you're feeling a lot of scattered energy of all that. And then you're feeling the sadness, the grieving of them leaving, because now they could only spend 24 hours with their loved ones, and now they must go home to where they are for the next 364 days. So keep that in mind for the next 2 weeks. And when you start feeling these erratic energies, set a place at the dinner table for them. Set some food out for them. Welcome your loved ones in and say, come on in. Here, we made you a bed. Please sleep. Here's a place at the table. Please eat. Here, we're having a snack. We're watching movies and popcorn, our host likes to do. And reserve them a seat on the family couch or chair and offer them some popcorn and allow them to watch a movie with you. That allows their souls, their spirit, to reconnect with their family and to be a part with their family once again. Because for 364 Earth days, they are in where you want to call what? Heaven? The summer lands? Etheric areas? The light? Whatever you associate with your departed ones, they are spending a lot of time there. And they're just not floating on a cloud. No, there is very minimal floating on the clouds. It's a lot of work. They're regressing the soul from this current Earth time of what they did for the entire time they were on this planet, from the time they were born to the time they passed. They're digesting everything that they accomplished, all the deeds they performed, all the emotions that they processed. They're relinquishing all their desires, and they are prepping themselves for a rest, and then to move into the third and final door in which they work in groups, preparing their soul for the next 100 to 200 years before they come back on this planet. They are working off group karma. They are indeed working. So if you think that when you pass, that's the end, no. There's a lot of work. You thought Earth was a lot of work? Passing over, crossing over is more work. So with that said, just take some time for these next 2 weeks and just flow with these energies. And if you're picking up on a certain emotion that's not yours, you have the ability to say, if this emotion or thought belongs to an Earth person, desire it, no, send it back. Send it back. If you sense that this emotion or thought belongs to your dearly departed and you welcome it in. If it is from your departed and you desire it, no, say, I desire this emotion or thought from my departed ancestors, no. You also have the option to sit down and inquire about why you are feeling these emotions and thinking these thoughts from your departed. Some of you have the capabilities to have conversations with them. Others do not. Because once you touch upon that fact and realize what it is, you will sometime during that day or night receive an image, a thought, a feeling, an emotion, or you will receive something in words that will pop up into your space to say, oh, and it will verify the existence of what just happened. So once again, take another deep breath. All is okay in your world. The global economy is shaken. which is true. We have never seen a civilization that was purely at peace with themselves and with other civilizations, other species, and other planets. There has always been some type of conflict resolution, conflict upon conflict, conflict resolution peace, arriving in dissension, conflict resolution peace. So as history bounds itself to this planet, history also bounds itself to other galaxies and to other planets and other star beings. So just remember, relax, de-stress yourself. Whatever it takes to de-stress yourself, you do. Even if that means you've got to get up from your desk at your duty station and go outside and take a walk, whether the boss says to or not. You have to regroup yourself or go to the bathroom. From what I hear my host saying, bathroom is usually the best place to go because if you leave the building, they consider you terminated. Go to your bathroom. Oh, that's what a bathroom is. Okay, well, go to that area. It seems to be a safe area to go to at that point in time. Come back refreshed, ready to face each of your tasks in that duty one by one. And most of all, take care of yourself. Above all, take care of yourself. Do not allow for distractions. Allow for peace to enter into your heart and into your mind and into your airways. The host says it is, they are called lungs. Many of the star beings don't have those type of organs. Earth apparently does. So earthlings, star flames, remember, take care of yourself this week. Your self-care is number one priority. And then sitting down and deciphering what you're going through and what you're feeling and where it's coming from is number two. By minute, hour by hour, day by day. The more you try to hurry something, the less it's going to either come about or complete itself. You may have to find you put something that you're working on away for this week and perhaps for the next week and pick it up again after the October 31st date. All right, Star Flames, we will see you next week. Blog Talk Radio listeners, thank you for tuning in to Deja Brew. Blessed be.